the neighborhood walk as a ministry pathway. One of the most practical and natural settings for pet-assisted chaplaincy is the neighborhood walk. That may not sound dramatic, but it is often exactly the kind of ministry pathway that fits this specialization best. Why? Because a neighborhood walk creates ordinary visibility. You are not forcing an encounter. You are not setting up a formal appointment every time. You are not entering people's lives with pressure. You are simply present repeatedly in a way that people can notice, recognize, and slowly trust. That matters in chaplaincy. Many people do not open up because someone asks a deep question right away. They open up because they begin seeing the same calm person over time. They recognize the dog. They exchange a greeting. A short conversation happens. Then another. Then another. That is often how trust grows in a real community. The course template places topic 6 in exactly this kind of setting. It focuses on neighborhood presence, apartments, 55-plus communities, condos, routine visibility, recurring conversations, and walking ministry. That is important because pet-assisted chaplaincy is not mainly about dramatic moments. Often it is about quiet repetition, the same dog, the same path, the same time of day, the same calm presence. And over time, people begin talking. A man watering flowers may say hello. A widow sitting on a bench may begin asking about the dog. A resident using a walker may start looking forward to that familiar visit by. A child may wave from a porch. A neighbor in a condo hall may stop for a brief moment of conversation. These moments may seem small, but they are often the beginning of real ministry. The animal helps because it lowers the social awkwardness of first contact. People do not always know how to begin a conversation with a chaplain, but they often know how to begin a conversation with a dog nearby. That creates a doorway. Still, the dog is not the ministry by itself. The chaplain has to know how to walk with awareness. That means noticing who seems eager to talk, noticing who is lonely, noticing who is always outside but never really connected, noticing who smiles politely but may need slower trust, noticing which settings welcome interaction and which do not. The walk is not just exercise. It is a pattern of presence. And presence, repeated over time, can become one of the most believable forms of chaplaincy in a neighborhood. This kind of ministry is especially fitting in places where people live close to one another but often feel disconnected from one another. Apartments, retirement communities, condo developments, 55-plus neighborhoods, city blocks, small residential loops, mixed-age communities where many people are visible but not deeply known. A calm walking pattern in those settings can become a ministry rhythm. But the chaplain has to stay wise. You are not there to intrude. You are not there to force conversations. You are not there to make every walk into a counseling session. You are there to be available, recognizable, and grounded. Some days, that will mean one short conversation. Some days, it may mean none. Some days, it may mean noticing someone who seems more open than usual. Some days, it may mean stopping for prayer, if invited. Some days, it may simply mean becoming a familiar sign of peace in the area. That is not small ministry. It is patient ministry. The neighborhood walk becomes a pathway because it creates repeated, ordinary openings where relational trust can grow without strain. That is often how community chaplaincy begins, not with pressure, not with performance, but with faithful presence that returns often enough to be remembered.